Hello and namaste to all. This is Zakir Hussain with the Masters of Percussion, and you're listening to KHOE 90.5 FM World Radio, streaming at khoe.org. Keep it on.
And this is James Moore for the Iowa Source and also KHOE 90.5 FM World Radio, broadcasting from the campus of Maharishi International University, home of consciousness-based education. And I am beyond delight. What is beyond delight? And also deeply honored today to have joining us on the line Zakir Hussain, one of the premier percussionists really in the world. By way of introduction, let me just say, Zakir is going to be performing at the Stephen Sondheim Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, March 31st, with his Masters of Percussion. And he'll be explaining a little bit in more detail what that involves. But if you haven't heard of Zakir Hussain, I remember when I went past the convention center and I saw a photo of him, I went, wait, he's coming here? Well, let me just explain quickly, because it would take almost our whole time to talk about his accomplishments. Zakir Hussain, you might have heard from a number of different angles. He's performed with Shakti, Mahavishnu, John McLaughlin, Shakti, for many, many years, and word has it they're going to be out later this year. The pandemic slowed Zakir's schedule down just a little bit. He's been doing 150 concert dates a year since he was 12 years old, coming to the U.S. for the first time in 1970. You may have heard of Zakir connected with Planet Drum and Mickey Hart, Grateful Dead, that project, which garnered a Grammy. Also, Zakir has been performing with Bela Fleck. We'll check out the roster. This is just a quick hit. George Harrison, Jean-Luc Ponty, Yo-Yo Ma, Van Morrison, Herbie Hancock, Dave Holland, Joe Henderson, Pat Martino, Pharoah Sanders, Tito Puente, Jack Bruce, and Charles Lloyd, who you might remember as part of the TM community as well, Bill Laswell, and on the names go. Let me just wrap up by saying two important things. I've talked about Zakir as being highly decorated. He's very humble himself, and he's very patiently waiting for this introduction on the line. I appreciate that. But I must say, he last year received the Kyoto Prize. That's from Japan. It's a very prestigious award given for people who have contributed very significantly in the fields of science, technology, as well as arts and philosophy. This is what they had to say. A leading tabla player of Hindustani music, Zakir Hussain transcended the framework of traditional Indian music and opened up a new world of music by collaborating with musicians of various genres from around the world. With his superb technique, engaging performances, and rich creativity, he has made a tremendous impact on musicians worldwide. That's from Japan, but just this year, the government of India granted one of the highest awards, the Padma Vibhushan, honoring his work. Charles Lloyd has said about Zakir that he comes from generations of drummers, and we want to hear about that because his father played with Ravi Shankar and Ali Akbar Khan. Baby boomers probably were exposed to tabla, likely at the first time. His father also did, I get such a kick out of this, Zakir, a record with Buddy Rich. They're the crossover roots that we are now in Fairfield going to be the incredible beneficiaries of. If I can stop talking, and I promised your publicist I'd try not to talk too much. You're coming to a community here. Our radio station plays Gandharva music overnight. We actually have a side band that plays it 24/7 and a Radiance Dairy that plays Gandharva music to the cows. So welcome to Fairfield. How's it going with your West Coast tour?
First of all, a big namaste and hello to the listeners of KHLOE and Mr. James Moore. And you've just put me up so high. I'm afraid the fall is practically going to break every ambition that I might have in my minuscule mind. That's a big build-up to live up to. And so my deep gratitude, Mr. Moore, for mentioning all the stuff that you did, but especially mentioning my father, Ustad Al-Araka, whose hands have shaped me and my destiny and guided me and still does from where he is up there in the heavenly abode. And I'm really looking forward to coming to Iowa and visiting with the audiences there and sharing this incredible meeting of these incredible percussionists who are coming with me. And it's very exciting. I have to say, though, that in the mid-80s, I think I did come to Iowa, and I came to the Maharishi University, and I think performed there with an Indian classical musician. So since then, I haven't been there, so it's long overdue.
Well, that's wonderful. We are excited as well, Zakir. I didn't know how to bring you up without mentioning not only your traditional roots, because what I didn't say is you've won countless awards for playing classical Indian music. I guess it's called Hindustani. We refer to it here, Gandharva music. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi brought out of Ayurveda, Gandharva Veda, Stapatya Veda, all the various aspects. But I mean, when you came in 1980, was it to perform a Gandharva show?
Yes, I came with a santoor maestro, that is the hammer dulcimer player from India, Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma, who is one of the greatest musicians of India, who just last May passed away at the age of 82 and was one of my mentors. And we toured together at that time, and Iowa was on our schedule, and I did not know what to expect. I had no idea where I was going, and then we arrived, and it felt like we were in Devalok, in India. And Indian classical music, which in North India is known as Hindustani and in South India is known as Carnatic music, is connected with the Devas and Devis, gods and goddesses, who have apparently blessed India with this boon. So the music is connected with goddess Saraswati, who is shown playing the ancient Veena instrument, Lord Krishna, who is shown playing the bansuri or the bamboo flute, Lord Ganesha, who we rhythmists bow to forever, shown as playing the two-headed cylindrical drum, mridanga, and Lord Shiva, his father, is shown playing the damaru, from where the first sounds of the rhythm appeared, which were then designed into a language of rhythm by Lord Ganesha, and that's what we represent and pray through on our instruments. And so it is not, surprising that it is known as Gandharva music because of its roots.
You mentioned your father, Zakir. I noticed there was a centenary celebration that I saw on a YouTube with six different tabla players in honor of his career. And what an incredible night that was, everybody taking turns. I wonder if you could explain just a little bit about the tabla, just the basic tabla, and then we'll get into exactly what this iteration of the Masters of Percussion is about. But first of all, just a little bit about the tabla in general and your traditional link, the generations that have kind of led to this moment with you playing the way you are.
Tabla is right now the premier rhythm instrument of choice when it comes to playing traditional music in India. It has existed for a few hundred years. The repertoire, however, that it represents has existed for thousands of years and was, as I mentioned, planted onto the mridanga, the rhythm instrument of Lord Ganesha, by him and developed by him passed on to his devotees, who passed it on to their students and so on and so forth. And it arrived in our world. And so the tabla is the present day representative of that repertoire and that line. It's a two-headed drum, of course, and one interesting thing about the tabla is that it not only has ability to be a rhythm instrument, but it also is a harmonically friendly instrument to whatever instrument or singing or dancing that it accompanies, because it has tone and it has ability to be able to play the whole melodic scale while keeping the rhythm going. And so therefore doubles as both rhythmic and melodic support to the main artist that it's performing for. Apart from that, tabla has a solo repertoire that has existed for millenniums, and we perform that repertoire as solo and as a multi-tiered performance with other tabla players, and offer our prayers doing that. And so what you saw was, first of all, it was the 100-year centenary of my father's. There were like 200 tabla players who were there, and there were some who were performing solo performances, and then there were these ones who were direct students of my father, including myself. And we just felt that we should, in the interest of taking less time and allowing others to perform who had come from far and wide cities in India, we got together and we decided to present a united message and prayer and offering to my dad. And I led it, of course, being the senior most among all those disciples. And one of them was my brother, and the other one were just tabla students who had studied with my dad, and we played together. And what was interesting was it was decided at the 11th hour, so we did not plan on anything. We just sat down to play, and everybody was just looking at me to be able to move things along. And so we did. And as Indian music is a form that relies mostly on spontaneous creativity, in other words, improvisation, it was, you know, built into our system to be able to take an idea and build on it and improvise on it and create a beautiful bouquet out of various little petals and flowers and stuff that are there for us to utilize. And so that's what we did. And you saw that performance. So Indian classical music built on melodies, ragas, and rhythms, tala, our ancient boon, and that's what the tabla represents. I have to say one thing about tal, if I may be allowed to. It is said that Lord Shiva was called upon by the gods to come down to earth and rid the earth of the demons or asuras, which were occupying and destroying the earth. So Lord Shiva came down and he destroyed the asuras and devas and drove them away from the earth. But in doing so, he got so caught up in it that his dance of destruction, which is a tandava, did not stop. And when that happened, the earth itself was in danger of being mortally damaged. At that point, the gods went to Gauri, the consort of Lord Shiva, and requested that she go down to earth and do the dance of Lasya to calm Lord Shiva down. And so she came to earth and she did the dance of Lasya and thus calmed Shiva down, and earth survived. And so we believe in our mythology, rhythm mythology, that the first letter of the dance of destruction, which is Tandava, Ta, and the first letter of the dance of Lasya, which is La, was combined together to create the word Tala, which means rhythm, which has both elements, constructive and destructive.
Oh, that's beautiful. It gives a whole new, fresh, interesting perspective on your group Shakti with John McLaughlin. I just want to remind listeners, we're speaking with Zakir Hussain. He and his masters of percussion are going to be performing in Fairfield at the Arts and Convention Center Friday, March 31st. Tickets are brisk, you know, almost sold out, which doesn't surprise me. I have to say the joy and honor of being able to speak with you as a musician myself, goes almost without end. So it's a delight to connect. We will talk about your current tour. I know we have you just for a few minutes in between. I think you have gigs out there on the West Coast working this way.
Phoenix right now, and we have a show coming up this afternoon.
Wow, in Phoenix. So let's go right to the show that you're this one with the Masters of Percussion. If you want to give a little history on how this project started and this current iteration, that'd be awesome.
Well, this actually began with my desire and need to be able to spend some time with my father and, you know, learn more and get more transmission from him because he had just decided that he wanted to cut down his touring with Ravi Shankarji. He was already in his, I would say, late 60s, and he felt that he wanted to stay in Bombay, in Mumbai, and just teach students. And so that created a little bit of a problem for me because I was in America and living in California and teaching at the Ali Akbar College of Music. And I always saw my father when he was here with Ravi Shankarji and so could spend time with him. So this created a problem. So I asked my father that would he be interested in being able to instead do a small tour every other year with me. And he thankfully said yes. And so we arranged the first tour with him and me and a sarangi player, that's a bowed melody instrument, Sultan Khan, whose son, incidentally, Sabir Khan, is part of this tour. And we did the tour. And I thought, okay, this is fine. We'll get to do this and that'll be it. But it turned out to be a big success. And also it was great to spend so many weeks with my father and learn more and relearn stuff and come to a better understanding of the repertoire. It was one of the most joyous time in my life. But what happened was that there was more interest in us being able to continue these tours. So I arranged another one and he came again. And then after that, he said he's getting a little too old to do this. So he suggested that I should showcase rarely heard rhythm traditions from India. There are so many different rhythmic traditions. There's about 200 different odd percussion instruments in India and about 18 different rhythmic traditions that exist. And so I went looking for these great maestros all over India and started bringing them as masters of percussion tours over the years. This all started like around 1986, 87. And then somewhere around 2010, I decided that we should expand the Masters of Percussion stage and include masters or rhythm traditions from outside of India as well, because there are so many of them all over the world. And so we started bringing musicians from Iran, from Middle East, from Africa, from Japan, Europe, and also jazz drummers and so on and so forth. And so Masters of Percussion prospered and has been going on every other year. And this version represents a great percussionist from Uzbekistan and another one from Colombia, Brazil, and a folk drummer from central India, and myself, and the melody player, Sarangi Maestro Sabir, who is the son of the maestro who came for the first, second, third, and fourth, and even the fifth Masters of Percussion. So there's some continuity there and some new freshness that's being represented. And what's interesting is that all the percussions that are performing, you know, in the same tradition that Indian repertoire is based in, and that is improvising. And so we have an idea, a thought that we put on the stage at the beginning of the evening, and then we explore that spontaneously, each one adding their thoughts behind the process and thus build a performance that is inclusive of the audience that sits in with us, so that it's a process that involves not just the musicians, but also the audience. And therefore, we collectively build an evening of rhythm and melody. And what's interesting is when it's all done, it is an experience that is especially and intimately shared by us, and it will never happen in this way again. And so it's very personal and very intimate.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a lovely description of, dare I say, ananda, bliss, as we'd like to say here, which is the nature of life. And one of the things that I think music can really stir, particularly at a time when there's so many political divisions and so much thinking and boundaries. And what a treat that our community will have the pleasure of your company. And I don't think the buildup's going to be much of a problem, Zakir Hussain. You come from strong roots, not only with your father, who was considered the top tabla player, one who really brought the tabla out to the West in the 60s, but also that long tradition, as Charles Lloyd said, to Mother India, but also your inclusive nature to bring in these other rhythms. I'm glad we finally had a chance to speak. I want to ask you, just in closing, you've played with a lot of different people. You've had interesting interactions with George Harrison and John McLaughlin and so many others. Are there any stories you can share with us in those regards? I know George Harrison said something to you that I thought was kind of interesting when you were interested in maybe becoming a drummer.
That was a lesson learned. I mean, it was an important one. My God, I mean, I have been so lucky, so fortunate. Sometimes I wonder that, did I really have so many interactions and contacts? How did this ever take place? And the only answer is that, you know, I was on the bus and when it took off, and there it was. I mean, I was lucky. These great musicians took my hand and took me on a path that has been wondrously revealing of incredible positive energy. And as you know, art, music, dance is one of the few positive energies left on this planet, and something that by its nature installs in us or creates in us a feeling of happiness and peace and satisfaction and contentment. And so it's something that I feel unbelievably blessed and fortunate to have been a part of. Regarding George Harrison, well, first of all, I want to say something about another mentor of mine, Pandit Ravi Shankar. He took me on when I was 16 years old and took me on the road at the behest of my dad, who was doing other things at that time, and said, take my son. And the great man said, yes, okay. He took me along with him on tours. And Ravi Shankar was the person who I first played with in America. I came to play a concert with him, and that's how I ended up in this country in 1970. And it's his guiding hand that has, along with my father, shaped the way I've turned out. And it was him who sent me to George Harrison, because George Harrison was given the task of producing and editing and mixing the recording of Ravi Shankar and my father and Ali Akbar Khan having performed live in a concert. And he was doing that in a studio called Trident in London's Soho district. So Ravi Shankar told me, I'm sending you there and you be there in case George has any questions about the rhythm cycles of India and the melody. And when he cuts the piece down from 2 hours to 40 minutes for the LP, that the cut is smooth and seamless and does not disturb the continuation of music. So I said, okay. So I went and I was there, and through the days that we were working on the record, and George was there, and then one day I, you know, built up the courage to tell him, Mr. Harrison, you know, I really would like to be a rock drummer. I want to play drums, and I want to, you know, I felt that maybe that was the way to be able to have a prosperous career and become famous and well known as a young man. You know, you wanted that adulation, and that's what I was looking for. And George Harrison smiled and he looked at me and said, Zakir, outside this studio, at my beck and call, there are at least 500 drummers who are waiting for me to call them, one better than the other. Why do you want to be the 501 way back in the line? You have something special and unique to offer, and that's why you're sitting next to me here while they are outside there. And you have this incredible instrument that has the ability to transpose any language of rhythm that exists in this world, be it African, jazz, Middle Eastern, Latin American, Afro-Cuban. I mean, you have the ability to be able to transpose all that information onto your tabla and bring it forth. And he said, look at me. I mean, I play the sitar. I've learned from Ravi playing the sitar, but I will never dishonor the music that I have learned from my guru by playing it badly on the sitar. So I would rather take that information and transpose it on my guitar and pay my homage and respect to that music through it. You have that ability. So go make your instrument into a world instrument. Make it speak all the rhythm languages that exist here. Make it a unified mode of a statement that represents the world of rhythm as opposed to just Indian rhythm, and bring that information forth. And I'm sure your father will be proud, and you will be appreciated, loved, and always wanted as a percussionist. And that kind of opened my eyes, and I started to do that. And here we are. Masters of Percussion is one element that came out of it. The other thing that spawned out of it was Planet Drum, that won the Grammy, and Global Drum Project, that also won the Grammy. And through Ravi Shankar's influence, John McLaughlin came about, Bela Fleck, Edgar Meyer, and all these other great legends who have blessed me with their gaze and their knowledge. And I hope the lessons continue. Of course, there's still miles to go before I sleep.
I love that about you. When you're receiving these awards, that you say you just can't wait to do the next, what more can come out of this from your efforts. And I have to say, that is a perfect wrap up. We're speaking with Zakir Hussain, who will be here in Fairfield at the Stephen Sondheim Center of Performing Arts on Friday, March 31st. What a great blessing for Fairfield. You know, you talk about the world and bringing in all those influences. Our slogan at the radio station at KHOE 90.5 FM and streaming at KHOE.org is Vasudeva Kutumbakam, which means the world is my family. And I think we have a father of the world family music coming. Zakir Hussain, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you very soon here in Fairfield.
Thank you, sir. And take care of yourself. And my pranams to the great guru, the one who founded the university, the great Maharishi.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev. Hello and namaste to all. This is Zakir Hussain with the Masters of Percussion, and you're listening to KHOE 90.5 FM World Radio, streaming at khoe.org. Keep it on.